here with what it says in this morning's papers is Clodagh Walsh.
Four of the papers lead with the news that the remains of a man found in a burning car in Lucan in County Dublin on Monday night may have been shot previously. The Irish Daily Star, The Mirror, The Sun and The Herald all report that his remains were so badly burned, DNA testing will be required to identify him. Gardaí believe he may be a criminal from County Dublin reported missing. And the fallout from comments made by Fine Gael's by-election candidate in Wexford, Verona Murphy, still continues to make headlines. Fine Gael has been branded a safe house for right-wing politicians after the Taoiseach continued to back by-election candidate Verona Murphy, who claimed asylum seekers need to be deprogrammed when they come here, says the Irish Examiner in its main story. That echoed in the lead in the Irish Independent, which says the Taoiseach is backing Ms Murphy despite coming under pressure from some in his own party to abandon Verona Murphy's candidacy. Matt Cooper, in his column in the Irish Daily Mail, writes that the Taoiseach's reaction to Ms Murphy's comments on immigration smack of cynicism. Gerard Howland in the Examiner, meanwhile, says when the language of politics fails, it speaks for the meanest impulse. He writes in his opinion piece, our public conversation is trending down. Words matter and this must be addressed. As the matter of insurance fraud was when the Chief Justice, Mr Frank Clark, confirmed at a conference in Dublin yesterday that a panel of judges has been appointed to draft new guidelines to look at the level of compensation payouts in insurance claims. The main story in the Irish Times reports that at the same conference, the head of claims at the state's largest public sector insurer said that courts must not only throw out fabricated and inflated claims but impose costs and send fraudsters to prison. And elsewhere on its front page, a report which says that the state faces legal and other costs estimated at up to €4 million following the settlement of a case taken by Aoife Bennett of Naas, County Kildare, who developed narcolepsy after being administered with a swine flu vaccine. There's much coverage of this story in all the papers, as there is of the first live televised leaders' debate in the British general election, and the general consensus seems to be that neither the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson or Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn came out on top. And Michelle Murphy, writing in The Star, says that with the Brexit deadline just over 2 months away, it is time for the government here to look at how it can support households from the impact of Brexit. She says the lack of focus of the impact that Brexit will have on the living costs of low-income households is worrying. Worrying too is the news that most parents of young children are overweight or obese. That, says The Independent, is according to a new study on the health of the nation to be published by the Department of Health today. And the sale by RTE of some of its paintings provides the front page lead story for the Irish Daily Mail. It says the controversial decision to sell off the works of art, including two pieces by Louis Labrocki, backfired yesterday as the paintings failed to sell for the prices expected, and some of the paintings that went on sale in London had to be withdrawn. And finally, staying with that paper, it says concerns are being raised after 110 new cases of mumps were reported last week, with the biggest rise among teenagers and young adults. And the HSE has warned young people with mumps to stay away from school or college for at least 5 days to prevent the infection spreading. And it says the best protection is to be age appropriately vaccinated with the MMR vaccine.